perhaps we're breaking the news right here with you, but I can tell you that there are a number of redactions that are being made on critical documents that would suggest that not only the FBI and DOJ didn't have a blindfold on when it came to actually looking at acquitting Hillary Clinton and investigating Donald Trump, but we now see that the State Department, and it appears that the White House at the very highest levels, including the president himself, were involved in this whole narrative of investigating Donald Trump. And much of that started with a fake dossier that was put together by a Democratic opposition research firm, as we now know, Fusion GPS, that was paid $12 million to come up with this dirt that would suggest that the FBI and DOJ could surveil Donald Trump and spy on an American citizen. So it's not the way that we normally think of our FBI and DOJ officials. In fact, the vast majority of them are great patriots serving their country. But there are a few people at the top that really justice needs to be meted out for them.
Congressman Mark Meadows on the phone with us. Just to confirm or understand what you're saying there, Congressman, your assertion is that President Obama was well aware of what was going on with the Trump administration being Trump campaign rather being surveilled.
We believe that contrary to his public statements, that not only was President Obama aware, but certainly his chief of staff, Dennis McDonough, had a briefing on August the 12th of 2016. And then there was another briefing in September. The messages, the text messages that I've had the privilege of reviewing and some of the other correlating information would strongly suggest that there was not only information given to the White House, but indeed that they were involved in directing some of the actions of the Department of Justice and FBI in the fall of 2016. That's troubling. When you see one president allowing their DOJ to get involved in a political campaign and everything's talking about Russia collusion, most of the Russia collusion that I've seen at this point would indicate more of the Democrat Party paying for some of Russian intel more so than anything that aligns with Donald Trump.